AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israel has increased its airstrikes in Gaza, killing more than 700 people in just one day.
In the south of Gaza, a mother wails at the loss of her child, whose body is zipped in a white body bag at the morgue. The airstrike on a building in Khan Yunis killed dozens of Palestinians, many from the Sakala family. They had come from Gaza City on advice from the Israeli military to stay with their relative, Amar al-Bouta. He tells the AP,
"There is no safe in Gaza Strip. We are bombing everywhere."
In the local hospital, a young injured boy, no older than 6 or 7, cries in pain as he's comforted by an adult holding another wounded child in his arms. Over 5,500 Palestinians have been killed in the war so far. Over 1,000 Israelis were killed in a Hamas attack on southern Israel on the 7th of October. I'm Karen Chamas.
Minnesota's Tom Emmer is the Republicans' choice to be the next Speaker of the House. California Democrat Pete Aguilar points out this is day 21 without a Speaker.
Every day of this MAGA madness is another day of not sending aid to Israel and Ukraine, not taking meaningful steps to fund our government, and not making sure that we're looking out for working families across this country.
Another of Donald Trump's attorneys, Jenna Ellis, pleaded guilty to a felony charge over attempts to overturn Trump's loss in the 2020 election in Georgia. Trump's in New York today in his civil fraud trial to hear testimony from his former attorney, Michael Cohen. Cohen's reaction to seeing Trump. Michael Cohen testified he worked to boost asset values to whatever number Trump told them to. Joseph Emerson, the off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot who police say tried to cut the engines on a jet mid-flight, has been charged with a federal count of interfering with a flight crew. He's facing state charges of attempted murder. This is AP News. Crews are still cleaning up damage from crashes caused by fog smoke. At least 7 people were killed.
Louisiana officials say 158 vehicles were involved in the pileup on I-55, including a tanker that caught fire and a car that flipped over a guardrail, landing in the water. That driver made it out. Pictures and video from the scene show cars piled on top of one another, crushed front and rear ends, blown tires, and distraught drivers. The crash was caused by smoke from a marsh fire mixing with dense fog, creating a super fog, dropping visibility to just a few feet. Hazardous driving conditions Tuesday morning prompted several area schools to delay opening or close. I'm Julie Walker.
The city of Atlanta temporarily closed 3 of its more than 30 fire stations because of truck breakdowns and a shortage of firefighters. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.